Malaysia will reach age nation status by 2040, but the country is far from ready. Malaysians are living longer, but not necessarily in better health. Furthermore, less than 40% of seniors have enough retirement savings. Experts hope Malaysia's upcoming white paper on its aging nation agenda will emphasize healthy aging and financial security for seniors, as well as build the country's care economy.
I feel a successful, you know, aging policy is one that allows everyone to age in dignity, and even those who are independent healthy, because they will still require some support. At the same time, though, care services don't just have an impact on the elderly. They have an impact on families, the working age families, primarily women, who take up the bulk of the care work, who often have to reduce their work hours or drop out of the labour force completely to care for a dependent. So that could have major impacts if the care burden is alleviated through good quality, affordable and accessible care services. What happens is that we could free up the women to potentially go to work if they wish to continue to earn an income.
Siti Zahara Mat considers herself lucky. The 40-year-old lawyer has been granted flexible working hours to care for her 86-year-old mother, who has osteoporosis, high blood pressure and diabetes. Siti Zahara, who is single, works two jobs and puts her social life aside to look after her mum at home. While she might consider checking her mother into a care centre, she worries what her more traditional parent might think of such an arrangement.
Maybe they can give more tax incentive, but for me personally, I would prefer cash, because we have our own expenses. We have our own responsibilities like car loan, housing loan. Our salary is just enough to cover all that. Living in KL, the cost of living is very high. So I think if government can give incentive like cash, that would be very helpful. Actually, I do have in mind, but looking at my mom perspective, you know, my mom coming from kampung is a very traditional person. So if I want to propose to her for this senior home citizen care whatsoever, I have to be very careful with her. I have to think the best approach to tell her and advise her this home care center is good for her.
In Malaysia, where filial piety and traditional family values remain important, leaving your parents in a care center could be frowned upon. But care center operators say mindsets are changing now that there are more modern and well-equipped facilities. The co-founder of one long-term care facility with several outlets in the Klang Valley hopes the government can provide tax breaks and streamline licensing requirements for care centers.
I wish that they can look at things that that are plaguing us, in other words, like the licensing issues, how long it takes for us to get our license approved. I would love for the government to come and say, okay, those with problems, let's try to find a way to solve it fast and move on. I think asking for a budget is a bit too much. I know with whatever that Malaysia is going through, I think their budget is used somewhere else. But I think they can help us in sort of like rebates. Say, for example, the uncle that we're taking from JKM, they're only paying us about 900 or 1,000 ringgit. His actual cost is actually maybe 2,005. Maybe there can be a rebate on tax exemption for us on that amount that we are helping JKM solve their problem as well. So this, I think, can be a way that we work together with the government to solve our problems.
It is clear that some senior citizens remain in need as their employment-linked retirement funds dry up. In this year's budget, the government raised allowances for needy seniors from 500 ringgit to 600 ringgit a month. But some residents in a low-cost housing estate in Petaling Jaya say the criteria is too stringent.
Orang cakap macam itulah sebab ada anak lelaki. Diorang macam diorang boleh tangguh kita lah kan. Macam itulah. Tapi diorang pun ada tanggungan kan. Bagilah, diorang bagilah sikit yang mana lelaki tu. Tak adil lah macam tu kan. Sebab orang lain banyak boleh dapat bantuan. Anak tak sendiri memang tak dapat.
Agama ni dah lain pencen kan. Dia tak ada kerja lagi pun. Dapat bantuan sikit-sikit pun dengan kerajaan pun bersyukur lah. PF pun dah lama habis. Dah 67. Saya tuai 55 tak keluar. Nak agak anak sekarang faham sendiri lah. Anak pun ada tanggungjawab dia kan. Macam saya ada 3 anak. Cucu 9. Ha. Tapi kita tak perlu, saya tak pernah minta, selagi saya sedaya upaya, tu saya meniaga kecil-kecil.